And now we return to the thrilling adventure serial, The Fourth Tower of Inverness. After talking with that old far-seeing Art, Jack Flanders has decided to get to the bottom of these strange things that have been occurring. Jack has decided that even though it's the dead of night, he'll go alone and search the maze and discover whether there really is anything to be afraid of. Armed with a bright flashlight and a hefty stick that could be used as a club, Jack enters the maze.
Old Art warned about keeping these earplugs in. I may as well put them in.
It's in position.
Old Art seemed to think it was some strange sound that caused a hallucination of some sort.
It proceeds cautiously.
Oh, it's a clever maze, all right. The hedges are just high enough so that you can't quite see over the tops. If I had a pair of stilts... Next time I'll try that.
It thinks there'll be a next time.
This maze is totally different from what I expected. It's incredibly clever. Instead of complete chaos... Oops. Dead end. Again. Anyway, there's a pattern here. But just as I think I have the pattern figured out, it changes, and I realize it was so obvious I should have seen it. The pattern becomes simpler and simpler, but the maze becomes more difficult.
It's beginning to realize.
I think I see what's going on, and I don't like it. The maze itself is becoming more simple, all right. But it's me that's making it difficult. This thing is like a mirror. It reflects how I create problems out of nothing. I don't like what this maze is showing me.
It sees.
Earplugs or no earplugs, this thing knows how to get to you. Can my mind be so conditioned? These hedges seem to anticipate my thoughts, seem to know the pattern of my thinking as though this maze had an intelligence of its own. This place is a bit much. I don't think I can take this. I wonder where the hell I am. How long have I been here? It seems as though I've been here for eternities. As though this is all I've ever known. Ceaselessly fighting against this maze. This maze, which is me. Whenever I begin to think about what decision to make, to go left or right, it's always wrong. But if I stop for a moment, it comes to me. It's as though I'm being reconditioned in here. Or unconditioned. Who was it that said, if you could suddenly see reality as it really is, you'd go mad instantly. That's what this place is. Madness. It's showing me that everything I believe in is nonsense. My own creation. This is a bit much. I've had enough. I'm turning back. But to go back means returning through that nightmare. I'm going to remove one ear, one ear, one ear, one ear. Oh, there. Oh, boy, that sounds good. Now I'm beginning to see what happened. By wearing earplugs, I had no outside distractions. It forced me to look inside me. No wonder everyone avoided my questions about the maze. Oh, that's better. Well, that was something. I must be near the center of the maze. I see no reason to turn back now. Oh, it's good to hear music again. Strange music. Good. Soothes the mind. There's some kind of ceremony going on. I can see shadows on the walls. Creatures dancing, leaping, rising and falling so slowly. Strange creatures. I can feel my body rising and falling. Oh, yes. Up and down and up. And yes, I see. You want me to come out, to leave my body behind. Leave it behind and soar out into space. Out through the top of my head. I'll just slide right out. It's happening. I'm slipping out. Right out the top. Leaving the body. Leave it behind like a dancing puppet. Bye, bye.
It's nighttime. The moon is large and bright, casting a silver light across the hills of Inverness. Jack Flanders has been exploring the maze. Following old Art's advice, Jack prevented himself from hearing any sounds by wearing earplugs. As he continued to move inside the twisting, turning, mind-boggling maze, he discerned a pattern. A pattern that reflected his own brain rhythms. Soon he realized the maze was like a mirror reflecting all that was him, all the bull that he created around him, all that he thought was him. He felt himself being stripped of this false self, this self that looked to society for its mirror. And it was too much for him to endure. He yanked out the earplugs and listened to the night sounds. Soon he heard music that soothed him. He continued toward the center of the maze where a bonfire blazed, and creatures danced on their hind legs and hooves. Jack danced too. He leaped into the air, rising and falling very slowly, until he felt himself slipping from his body, sliding out through the top of his head. Caught in the ecstasy of the moment, he felt himself float away. He could see his body far below, still dancing, leaping like a demented puppet. Suddenly, he's caught, snared in a web. And there, to one side of the web, waiting, is a giant spider. No, no ordinary spider, but with legs rippling restlessly like tubes of spaghetti. Legs of orange and green and blue and purple and of every conceivable color, rippling hypnotically, colors undulating, breathing. Its head is a brilliant iridescent green with prickly fur. Its eyes are enormous blazing red circles that seemed to pierce right to his very soul. And its face is that of a woman. But no one Jack has ever seen before, or would ever care to see again, obviously. And from its contorted mouth, greenish drool slowly drips.
Steady. Steady. Oh God, I'm overreacting at freakout level. I've got to control myself. My mother didn't raise me to be a spider's delicacy. Oh no, it's coming to feast on my astral body, or whatever I am. It's moving cautiously, or it's savoring the moment before he devours me. I wonder if it'll suck my soul out of my astral body, like sucking a pimento out of an olive. If that's the way it is. Oh, that drool dripping from its mouth. Ugh. There must be a way out. Oh, God, I'm caught, all right. It's not a physical web, but one woven out of high frequencies. I can see the patterns of the frequencies, and I can feel them. Oh, no, it's only about 2 yards before it's on me. There's still one chance. I've got to alter my frequency of vibration and then will for all I've got to get out of here when that thing reaches out.
It'll be a good incentive, too.
Oh, it's got me! Not without a fight!
I'm back in my body. There's no fire. What's that? Mannequins. Mannequins of satyr-like creatures. They're made out of paper mache. No web or spider. Nothing but these mannequins.
Jack, get out of that maze immediately.
Oh, it's little Frida. Where are you?
I'm coming through the Alpha Wave intercom.
Oh. How do I get out of this place?
There's a trap door 3 feet behind you. It's covered with sod, but you'll be able to see the ring. That's it. Just pull. It's heavy, all right. You still have your torch, so you'll be able to see. You're now inside the same underground passage we've used before. It'll take you to the house, and you'll be back inside the walls again. Any door that leads out should take you to the interior of the house. Any further questions?
You don't think there's anyone besides me in this tube, do you?
It's clear. I've checked it out.
Well, how did you check it out?
I mean, I know it's perfectly safe. You'll be all right now.
Well, I hope so. Let's see. There's a turn up ahead here. Ah, home at last. I can see why the Madonna Vampira enjoys living inside these walls. Though it's kind of narrow, there's an attraction to the surreal quality of living in endless hallways. She has it fixed up nicely, too. Ah, there's a door. Well, maybe I'll continue on. I might meet the good Madonna and share a glass of port. That'd settle me just fine. I've never been in this part before. What beautiful paintings. The frames look like that elaborate Rococo stuff. What an odd time that must have been.
You're sure?
Someone's talking.
No real danger.
Let's see, there aren't any doors here. I'll go a little further.
You're certain that he took it all right.
Perfectly. Superbly. Just as the creature fastened its claws about him, he projected himself back through his body. Just like that.
No after effects.
Perfect. Landed square in his body. I've never seen a better return.
Hey, what is this?
So, he was able to solve it himself.
Superbly done. No coaching whatever.
The missing link is strong, Dr. Mazzola.
Incredibly strong.
We will succeed.
Have you ever doubted?
Well, when he first arrived, I took one look at him and realized just how little work he has accomplished.
It was dormant, but now it is awakening.
Jack, have you gotten hung up somewhere?
Huh? Oh, yeah. I guess I passed the first door, and I was looking at the paintings and the frames, and...
Can you hurry, please?
Okay, sure. I'm hurrying as quickly as I can. I don't know what's going on here.
That's for sure.
And another thing, Dr. Mazzola. You must provide some sort of power supply for the Alpha Wave intercom.
Whatever you say, I'll attach some dummy batteries at the main control panel.
Main control panel. I will admit, Dr. Mazzola, you are a very clever alchemist.
I'll drink to that.
Don't forget now. It may be a bit much for him at this stage if he should realize that the intercom has no power source except his own mind.
Tune in at this same time next Monday when you'll hear...
You aren't afraid to die, are you, Mr. Flanders?
I don't know. Being around this place has kept me so busy avoiding being killed that I haven't had much time to think about it.
Dying is such a natural thing. It's as natural as being born. As natural as going to the toilet.
Well, you can't get much more natural than that.
Naturally.
Fourth Tower is produced by ZBS Media.